I've enjoyed preaching over the years. I pastored for 58 years. And music has been a big part of the church in my life. I was a kid, 13 years of age, and I wanted the piano. We lived in a little country town in northern Maine, and every piano, we didn't have a piano, but I wanted a piano. I heard people play, and I wanted to play. So when I was 13, I went downtown to where there was a lovely home, and it was empty, and the people had gone and left the piano there. And it was a very wonderful piano. I still have it. It's in my grandson's home. And I took it home, and I learned to play. And I was rather accomplished. I played at the college. I played at the church. I accompanied people. And, of course, music developed into many other things. And I have enjoyed music. It's always been a part of the church where I have pastored. My years up here at Shrewsbury at the Assembly of God, I was there 33 years before I retired, and we had marvelous choirs and soloists and rich messages. Music has to have a message. And Jesus is that message. We hear all kinds of things. It's the farmer who went to town, and he came home, and his wife said to him, he said, I went to church in the city. And she said, how was it? Well, he said it was like this. Milk's a cow. Milk's a cow, milk's a cow, and fill the pail. And I thought, that's just about what some of the new music is like. And I'm not going to be critical, because I've tried to learn to accept. But sometimes I go to places and I stay out till the worship's over. Because I'm deaf enough, and God's not deaf, but honest. Some churches you go to, you need earplugs. But the music of the church is marvelous. And Rod just wanted me to share a few things, and let me give them to you tonight from my heart. I really didn't prepare much. I just know where I came from and where I'm going. And in between here and there, I want to enjoy the music of the church. Do you know there were two things that people carried from around 1,000 years ago? Well, it would be, because we're in 1200, 1100, back there. There were two things that people carried, and great songwriters. They carried a Bible and a leather-bound hymnal. And of course, we sing off the wall today, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think. But I've learned, my kids grew up with, in the night they went to bed, and Rod, I sat down to the piano at midnight, turned out all the lights, and I worshiped. Worship came from within. My kids will tell you they probably went to sleep with the piano. But the hymns, the message in those old hymns, and I really get uptight about our children not learning the hymns of the church. I had a college, president of the college. I was playing in Florida at a meeting, and he looked over at me and he said, "Honest, I need you to travel with me." He said, "I have speakers at school, and when I come to the end of the meeting, the speaker wants to sing a song, and I don't have a student that can play it." Of course, growing up in the evangelical church, Pentecostal church, I had to learn to play in every key because people just stood up and sang from the congregation. And you had to keep up with them. And that's where I learned a lot of things about music and the piano and the church and the message. Now, music has been part of God's provision from the beginning. When he created the wonders of this universe, the morning stars sang together. You look out at the wonders of the universe, and we should give God the praise and the glory and the honor that is due his lovely name. Now, there's a few scriptures in this. Well, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible, but God was extravagant. He gave a handful of shepherds a whole concert from a heavenly choir. I think that's extravagant. I wouldn't mind if he gave me one by myself. But Christ had come to earth, and the glory of our message is Jesus. There is no other message. And to me, music plays a tremendous part. I always had soloists just before I spoke, and I wanted them to be filled with the presence of God. I had a lady that used to come, we'd have her, and I'd say, "Margie, come up here. I want you to sing before I preach. Lord, bend my heart once more around the tree and let your message move me." If you go to church, you need to be moved. And we were moved this morning. I went home rejoicing. Well, when our sister sang "His Eye Is on the Sparrow," I couldn't stop tears from flowing. Can't we get a little excited about what God is doing? And music helps us do that. I love the Lord. Well, let me tell you this, I'm going to quit. My father-in-law, and I didn't really know him. I met my wife the year my father-in-law died. And we got married a couple years later after I met her there. And he pioneered five churches in the state of Pennsylvania. And he had a lady come up to him and said, "Pastor Hamill, I love the Lord, but some of his people." Don't you love him tonight? And you have to love his people. You really do. But music, we need sensible, down-to-earth music. But people get excited. I watch on television the Pensacola Choir church service. And I love their music and everything about, but they are as dead looking. They all get up and look somewhere. And there's not one expression of excitement. I've always got excited in church. Get up and walk the floor and preach back and forth and shout and holler. And do all those good things. But really, I'm very calm. and down to earth. I love our preacher here. You know why? He expounds to us the sacred scriptures. And it's wonderful. I had been to church this morning, and I'm here tonight, and I love being part of this assembly, this wonderful crowd of people. And get out, if you need a devotional, can I tell you something? Get out a hymnal and read it. Where can you find such messages? Our sister, I think, is going to sing it. When peace like a river cometh my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And I'll quit with this. I was in my Sunday school class in Maine. I had a home in Maine. I was raised in Maine. I was a farm boy. I wasn't athletic because I lived on the farm, and I couldn't stay after school. I had to milk cows, so it made it utter impossible. And when I came down here, the first thing they did at the church, Sister Fike was her name, they said, you've got to go to see the Baltimore Orioles. I went and sat beside her. She was quiet in church. But, oh, brother, I thought I was going to get killed. We can get excited at things that so are out of touch. Now, there's nothing wrong with all of that. For the first time, I watched the World Series. Isn't that amazing? And I'm still saved. Well, it's just been delightful to be here. And I appreciate Rod. I envy his piano. I really do. The Lord has blessed him. I've had Kim Collingsworth, and she's a marvelous. And I can say we played a duet together. But Pastor Rod is just phenomenal. And I appreciate him. He's been part of my life. Well, God bless you. We'll go on with all of this.